There's a peculiar kind of desperation that comes with having everything society promised would make you happy and still feeling empty. Dr. Nicole LaPera had the career, the relationship, the life that looked perfect from the outside. Yet she found herself crying over breakfast, her body breaking down, her mind screaming that something was fundamentally wrong. That moment of collapse became her awakening. What she discovered in her journey from traditional psychologist to the holistic psychologist challenges everything we've been taught about healing. We've been treating symptoms while ignoring the root. We've been fragmenting ourselves, mind here, body there, soul nowhere, when the path to wholeness requires bringing all these pieces back together. Western medicine has spent centuries treating your mind and body as separate entities, as if your anxiety lives in your head while your stomach pain exists in a completely different universe. This artificial split, inherited from Descartes, has created a medical system that silences symptoms rather than listening to what your body is desperately trying to tell you. Psychiatry, once concerned with the soul, now focuses almost exclusively on brain chemistry and medication. The DSM-5 encourages you to identify with your diagnosis rather than explore what created it in the first place. But here's what changes everything. Epigenetics reveals that your genes aren't your destiny. While you inherit genetic code from your parents, which genes actually express themselves depends on your environment, experiences, and daily choices. Identical twins with identical DNA can have completely different mental health outcomes because their lives activate different genetic expressions. Even more profound, your grandmother's trauma during pregnancy altered her DNA, which shaped your mother's DNA, which now influences yours. Trauma doesn't just wound you, it echoes through generations at the molecular level. You don't remember this morning's drive or brushing your teeth. Brain scans reveal we're only conscious about 5% of our day. The remaining 95% runs on autopilot, driven by our subconscious, a primitive system storing every experience and childhood pattern. Your subconscious craves comfort and predictability. When you try to change, it rebels with anxiety or procrastination, pulling you back to familiar terrain, even when familiar means miserable. Most people don't realize they're not their thoughts, just electrochemical responses, neurons firing in patterns. Buddha called this the monkey mind. When you observe thoughts rather than identify with them, everything shifts. Meditation physically rewires your brain through neuroplasticity, forming new neural connections that break default patterns. Consider the placebo effect. People given sugar pills release genuine healing hormones when they believe they're receiving treatment. Ellen Langer's 1979 study had elderly men live as their younger selves for 1 week. Their bodies responded with improved dexterity, intelligence, and sensory function. Your thoughts don't just reflect reality, they create it. Traditional trauma definitions focus on catastrophic events, severe abuse, neglect, violence. The Adverse Childhood Experiences Test measures 10 categories, with higher scores correlating to substance abuse, suicide risk, and chronic illness. But many people with perfect childhoods still struggle with perfectionism, anxiety, and feeling fundamentally stuck. Trauma isn't just what happened to you. It's any experience where you felt helpless, any moment you betrayed yourself to receive love, any relationship that severed your connection to your authentic self. Your parents didn't need to be monsters. Maybe they dismissed your feelings, lived vicariously through you, or couldn't regulate their own emotions. The child told you're too sensitive learns to suppress emotions. The child whose appearance receives more attention than feelings learns their worth is external. As children, we develop coping strategies to survive. People-pleasing, rage as armor, dissociation. These strategies protected us then, but now prevent accessing our authentic selves. Your beliefs are practiced thoughts, functioning as filters through which you view the world. Core beliefs form before age 7, when your brain absorbs information without critical thinking. When our needs to be seen, heard, and express our authentic selves aren't consistently met, we develop the subconscious belief that we're unworthy. Trauma rewires your physiology, shortening lives through chronic stress that prevents your body from returning to balance. Unlike normal stress that builds resilience, chronic stress triggers continuous release of stress hormones, keeping your immune system hypervigilant and creating inflammation that increases risk for autoimmune diseases, chronic pain, heart disease, and cancer. Your autonomic nervous system constantly scans your environment through neuroception, an unconscious sixth sense, categorizing everything as safe or unsafe. When you feel safe, your vagus nerve signals relaxation. Your face softens, your voice becomes melodic, your body shifts resources to higher brain functions. This is social engagement mode, where connection and growth happen. When your neuroception detects threat, your heart rate spikes, cortisol floods your system, your perception narrows. You physically transform: dead eyes, furrowed brow, hunched shoulders, strained voice. The problem? This response activates equally during actual danger and work emails. Beyond fight or flight lies freeze. When survival seems impossible, your body shuts down. Heart rate crawls, breathing may stop, consciousness fades. This is dissociation, your nervous system's last-ditch survival strategy. What makes this insidious? Unaddressed trauma creates neural pathways that crave stress responses. You become emotionally addicted to your own stress hormones, unconsciously seeking situations that provide the familiar emotional baseline established in childhood. Your body has become your trauma's home. Healing begins with witnessing, pausing to ask what your body needs. While nervous system reactions are automatic, you can strengthen vagal tone through top-down processes like meditation, brain guiding body, and bottom-up processes like breathwork or cold exposure, body affecting mind. Your gut contains 500 million neurons communicating with your brain via the vagus nerve, producing 90% of your serotonin. Inflammatory foods cause gut dysbiosis and intestinal permeability, triggering systemic inflammation that manifests as depression, anxiety, and psychosis. What you eat is foundational to mental health. Sleep is when your body heals, your gut rests, your brain clears metabolic debris, cells regenerate. People over 45 sleeping less than 6 hours nightly are 200% more likely to suffer heart attacks or strokes. Prioritize consistent schedules, limit morning caffeine, avoid alcohol before bed. Breath is unique. You can consciously control it to signal safety. Daily breathwork increases longevity by managing stress and maintaining telomeres. Lung capacity predicts lifespan more accurately than genetics or diet. Movement releases dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine while stimulating neural pathways. Yoga strengthens vagal tone by combining breath with movement. Play, dancing, making music, entering imaginary worlds creates flow states and teaches rapid stress recovery. Each practice teaches your body it's safe, that you can return to balance, that trauma needn't be permanent. Trauma survivors often mistake activation for attraction. When your body is addicted to stress responses, threat signals feel like chemistry creating emotional addiction, as powerful as substance dependency. If childhood featured inconsistent love, you unconsciously seek similar dynamics in adulthood. Your body adapted at molecular levels to chaos, making these states feel like home. When two unhealed people connect, one partner's detachment triggers the other's abandonment fears, causing desperate pursuit, which makes them withdraw further. This isn't love, it's mutual triggering. Authentic love creates space for mutual evolution, offering peace and safety rather than emotional addiction. You don't need to perform or hide parts of yourself. Boundaries, clear limits separating your needs from others, are essential. Setting them begins with self-awareness, noticing bodily sensations during interactions. Does your chest tighten before meeting someone? Do you feel depleted afterward? These physical responses reveal where boundaries are needed. Communicate them clearly using objective language, then maintain them despite others' reactions. This isn't cruelty, it's self-respect, the foundation of any relationship worth having. Reparenting means becoming the wise, nurturing parent to yourself that you may not have experienced. You identify your needs, quiet your harsh inner critic, and prioritize well-being through consistent self-care. By meeting your inner child, the part carrying early wounds, with compassion, you transform the childhood filters through which you see the world. Emotional maturity exists independently of age. The emotionally immature cannot tolerate difficult emotions. They lash out, withdraw, or become overwhelmed. While emotions are physiological events lasting 90 seconds, most people extend this through rumination. True maturity enables conscious responses through both soothing, making grounded choices, and distress tolerance, sitting with discomfort without seeking immediate relief. Parents nurturing emotional maturity in children must develop it themselves. When you honor your body's signals and model emotional regulation, your child internalizes these patterns through co-regulation. By maintaining balance during challenges, you provide security from which children can safely explore feelings. You are not broken. You adapted brilliantly to survive wounding circumstances. Those adaptations served you then, but survival mode isn't living. Real healing isn't fixing yourself. It's remembering who you were before you learned you needed fixing. It's reconnecting mind, body, and soul into the unified whole you were always meant to be. When you heal yourself, you break the cycle for everyone after you.